welcome to Heartbeat. This week, I want to talk about our attitude that we have when we approach work. Whether that's paid work or unpaid work, we're going to focus on what is our attitude when we're working. Many years ago, I started a job in an office, and my first day, I was very eager and keen, enthusiastic, and I worked really hard and I got all my tasks done, and I kept this up for quite a while. But I noticed over time when I was at this office that other people's enthusiasm for their job wasn't as much as my enthusiasm was. And I started to notice over the months and years that I was there that people's care for their job was not really there. They didn't take a lot of pride in their work. Their attitude was very much, oh, well, if it gets done today, it does. And if not, oh, well, there's always tomorrow. And there was no real care for what they did. And over time, I began to notice that my attitude became like theirs. Until one day, I was sitting at my desk and I didn't have a lot of work on that day. So I thought, you know what? I've probably got time to read a book for a little while. So I reached down into my drawer and I got out a book and I sat at my desk and I started reading. And then all of a sudden, I heard the whisper of the Holy Spirit just inside me say, "Hey, Em, this is not how I've called you to work. This is not who I've called you to be. You should be working as if you're working for the Lord." And that last bit made me think of a scripture that I'd heard in church, which I'll share with you now. It's from Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 to 24. And it says this: "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ." And so after remembering that and feeling like the Holy Spirit had said something to me, I closed my book and I put it down into my drawer, packed it away, and I started to find some work to do. And I just want to share with you today about your perspective, your attitude when you approach work. Are you doing it with your whole heart? Now, other versions of this scripture say this: "Whatever your task, put yourselves into it as done for the Lord and not for your masters, since you know that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You serve the Lord Christ." Now, other versions of the scripture say, "Whatever you do, do it from the heart." And then a version of the Bible, which is called the Message Translation, which uses kind of everyday language to translate the Bible, says this, and I love it. It says, "Servants, do what you're told by your earthly masters, and don't just do the minimum that will get you by. Do your best. Work from the heart for your real master, for God, confident that you'll get paid in full when you come into your inheritance. Keep in mind always that the ultimate master you're serving is Christ. The sullen servant who does shoddy work will be held responsible. Being a follower of Jesus doesn't cover up bad work." Now, I quite like that last bit. Being a follower of Jesus doesn't cover up bad work. Just because I say I'm a Christian doesn't mean that if I do bad work, it's not still bad work. But this scripture gives this perspective of saying to us that when we approach our work, when we approach tasks that we have in our everyday life, we should do it with our whole heart. St. Paul is the one who writes this, and he gives this new perspective that when we work, it's not just about working so that we can save money to go on holidays. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes or often that can be my approach. I just get this job done and then I can relax. But St. Paul here, he's not specific about the work. He's not specific at all. He's quite general. So whether it's mowing lawns, caring for your neighbour, caring for a family member, doing the bookkeeping for your business, he wants us to do it as if we're doing it for God. He reminds us that God wants us to work hard and to work well in whatever we're doing. And when we have this perspective and this attitude towards our work, then I think it can help us sometimes to go to work, to do the tasks in front of us that we need to do. Because often there are many things that, well, we don't really enjoy doing. We don't want to have to do sometimes. But when we have this attitude and this perspective that we're working for the Lord, I think it can make it a lot easier. Have you had times in your life where you're working away, but then your boss enters the room and there's kind of this, you feel it in the office, this heightened awareness and, oh, I better get my stuff done, and you start, you know, working harder? Or maybe when you're at school, I know I was like this, and you're working away, but then the teacher for some reason leaves the classroom and you kind of relax a little bit, like, oh, the teacher's gone, we can stop work for a bit. Well, that's not the attitude that God wants us to have to work. He wants us to have an attitude of working hard all the time, of putting our best into it all the time. That's the attitude that God wants us to have towards work. When we choose to live as a Christian, we're choosing to live a different way than of the world. God wants us to act differently. He wants us to speak differently, and he wants us to work differently. He wants our attitude to work to be one that's of hard work and working for him. And ultimately, it's looking at the character of who we are when we're working. It goes to the integrity of who we say that we are when we work hard. When we work, it's an act of worship to God. When we use our gifts and abilities to the best that we can, when we are productive, which is what God calls us to be people who are productive, then we are glorifying God in our work. So how can we work as though we're working for the Lord? I want to share with you 3 points. And the first one is to remember that work is an act of worship. When you are working and you are using your gift and abilities to the best that they can, whether it's paid work or unpaid work, then you are glorifying God because you are using the gifts and abilities that he's given you. When you are being productive, when you are doing the tasks at hand that he has before you, then you are glorifying God. You are praising him with your work. The next point is that you should work with all your heart. Do it with all your heart. Some translations say, put yourselves into it. And that's what God wants for us when we work. He doesn't want us to be lazy. He wants us to be productive. He wants us to work hard. So when you're doing your work, put everything into it. And I believe that also shows love and respect to those around you when you're working. I don't know about you, but have you ever been doing a task and your particular piece of work relies on someone else to have done their piece of work? And so you can't move forward in yours until someone's done theirs. I don't know about you, but have you been in a situation where maybe they haven't done their work, so it infringes on what you can do because you can't move ahead until they've done theirs? I know that's happened to me, and I'm sure I've done it to others as well. But when we do it well, when we work well, when we put everything into it, then we're showing love and respect to those around us by us doing our work so that it helps build up their work. So God wants us to do it with all our heart. And then finally, we need to remember when we're working that God is where we find true satisfaction. God wants us to work well. He wants us to work hard and to be productive. But we need to remember that it's God where we find that true satisfaction in our life. It's God who knows us truly, who loves us for who we are, no matter what we've done, no matter what we achieve, what work we do. He loves us regardless. And so it gives us a perspective that when we approach work and tasks in our life that we have to do, that God is the one that we want to please. God is the one that we want to glorify when we come to our everyday tasks in our lives. So I hope this week when you approach your work, when you rock up each day, that that would give you a new perspective and a new attitude for as you work, you are working for the Lord. As you're worshiping him in your work, and as you're doing it with all your heart, and you're remembering that it's God who gives you the true satisfaction in life. So I hope that that really blesses you this week.